Maybe I need some rehab, or maybe just need some sleep. I got a sick obsession. I'm seeing it.
Hello, Nick's spitting seeds at me, but we're with a new podcast here. We got
Jeff Daniels and the Oklahoma Cadillac.
No, welcome to Wasted Potential. I'm Lexi.
Jacob. Seed spitting Nick over there. He doesn't want to talk for some reason.
And we're coming at you with the NFL schedule release
videos.
Yes. First up, we have the Vikings.
Yeah, we got to do Vikings just because Minnesota.
Go Vikes.
And I have to say, Skull. It was one of the most Minnesotan releases. Like, who does poems?
It was so essentially what it was Paul Allen reading haikus because it was National Haiku Day.
But, like, what I didn't get was he didn't even sound like his Chris Allen voice.
Paul Allen. Good try.
Paul Allen. Got the last name right.
But yeah, it's like if you would have been more excited for him, it would have been a different thing.
It could have gone through his greatest calls. That's all I'm saying. Is, you know, okay, yeah, haiku, boring. Okay, shut up. Just do his fun calls.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the haikus are the funnest poems, though, at least. But their haikus they had for all of the teams they were playing were terrible.
Yeah, see, I didn't like them. The only one that kind of got me to chuckle was Da Bears.
Yeah.
That was probably the only one that I actually
liked. They all look like Mike Ditka.
What is it? What do you say? Like the sweater or something like that?
Yeah, the Bears, the sweater,
Ditka.
All right.
So we scrolling through the north.
Let's go through the north.
All right, we got the Packers. When did they had Pac-Man?
I liked it because it was Pac-Man, but I mean, I felt like the video game theme was like just
overblown.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like the first couple ones that I saw with the video games, it was like, okay, that's kind of cool, and then just like. More and more teams did the video game kind of aspect. It was just like, okay, this is dumb now.
Like, I respect the editing aspect of it.
Yes.
But also, like, 8 teams had it. So it's like, obviously, they were in the same group chat.
Yeah, probably. Gossiping.
Yo, I'm doing, because there was what? Pac-Man. What was the other bet?
It was like NFL Blitz, Madden.
It's like Street Fighter.
Yeah,
was one.
Like it was a lot of like the older, was it
nostalgic
games. So I mean, I liked it because it was Pac-Man, but other than that, I was just like, meh, whatever, another video game one.
We're gonna pause and give her a hand for thinking of that word.
What?
Nostalgic. She didn't even come up with it though.
You know what?
She was halfway.
Well, that brings us to the Bears though, and theirs is their 100 years, and all I wrote down for that was nostalgic.
Yeah, I mean,
it was... You could have picked an easier word to pronounce?
No. No, but, I mean, it was just highlights, videos.
Yeah, and was that the one where they like, kind of like flipped through like the old screen?
Yeah, it had like old...
Mike Ditka.
Well, that's right, and they had Matt Nagy at the end, like, after he turned off the recording or whatever. Like, it was an old projector.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, very nostalgic. And it's their 100 years, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Amateur hour.
And then we got the Lions.
They did The Office. And I could have heard, like, the stuff behind it. Like, it was, they had it, like, in lower thirds and stuff. But I wish I could have heard Michael Scott, like, saying, like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, then they started off perfectly, though, with Dwight, I'm a Lion.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it the for the Vikes? She was just in purple, and it was just rolling her eyes. It did make me laugh. I think that was definitely in my top five.
Then the Packers, they just had Ryan when he had the Fu Manchu, so it looked like Aaron Rodgers just writing down.
Yes. Love that. And I like that they actually used the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which kind of brings us to another point of, like, the Game of Thrones ones. Which I personally loved the one. Again, Vikings. I have to respect the editing aspect of them because that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Good for them.
The Falcons was my favorite. This was the first one I saw, and it just was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they edited the crap out of that. Like, yeah. It was essentially like the Game of Thrones opening. Like, it was dead on, except for just football stadiums coming up and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then the best part of it was the Ram hitting the Saint. Yes. And then the ref not making the call.
That was so funny. They actually tweeted out, I think it was like a day later, it was like, what was your favorite part with the emoji with the hand under it? Like, they knew which one was the favorite part.
It was the best part. I'm just saying.
But they also, that kind of brings like to the music part of it. The Redskins actually used the Game of Thrones music, as for the Falcons didn't, but like I still really like the Falcons.
Yeah.
Without the Game of Thrones music. And to have like the stadiums move, like.
Yeah, that was awesome. Like they had like the retractable roofs come over and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I didn't like the Texans.
I only liked them because of the flags, like you had said earlier. Mm-hmm. Like the flags were cool.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because we were, it like recapped.
Yeah, because then I just, like, the one that sticks out to me was, it was, like, House Titans, Remember Us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had, like, funny things under it.
Yeah. I can't, and then, like, the Raiders were, like, Legion of Raiders or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That was also their flashback one. Got a hot date on your phone over there?
No, my mother's calling me.
Fuck that bitch.
Sweetie, what are you doing?
She's not a bitch. She's the Gemini. Not helping my
cause. Her zodiac.
It's May. My girlfriend's is in May. Oh. Got to be kind of close.
Mm. Well, you don't watch Game of Thrones, so you don't even...
You have no say.
You have no say.
You are irrelevant.
I never really gave a fuck. Never said I did, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just feel like talking about the Browns, because...
The Browns.
You know, very brown. Very Cleveland.
Because, I mean, if you know the owner, which is what it kind of highlighted, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's old and...
In a really shitty office.
Yeah, making from like the 90s. Telegrams of the schedule.
Telegrams.
Or, wow, what you call that was not correct.
That's almost worse than nostalgic.
That was not correct.
It's a typewriter, isn't it?
That wasn't even a typewriter.
It was just a really old printer.
It was a computer, and then, yeah, they put it in an old, old printer.
And they had, like, the green and white paper.
Booyah.
Hmm.
Well, it's kind of funny just because John Dorsey's weird and old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're now in the AFC North. And I gotta say, all of them, I'm looking at these, they all sucked. Like, the next one's the scooter with the Bengals. That production quality was just... Someone totally forgot that they had to do the schedule release, and they're like, crap, let's go get our
mascot. Hey, mascot, what you doing?
You want to make an extra $40 today?
Hey,
come on in.
What you doing? You got a scooter by chance?
Yeah, it's totally probably some high school kid that, like, does ride his actual scooter there, and they're like, yo, actually, can we use that? It might be funny.
Just scooter around the stadium / Cincinnati a little bit.
It would have been smart if they got to, like, week 16. And, like, smacked their shin with it.
Like we all did when we were little.
That was the best part.
It was just like, I just...
How were you supposed to know you were alive? How were you supposed to know you weren't dreaming? You had to smack yourself in the shin.
I just, like, the video quality wasn't good. There was, like, no editing to it. It was literally just, like, I guarantee they had interns do that.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, you guys can do it. And they're like, yeah, sure, it works.
There's probably like three cuts of him just scootering across like in between rows of seats.
Yeah.
Like it was the same cut, just going different directions.
Yeah.
At a different spot in the state.
Jump cuts.
Very much like the Bengals. Irrelevant.
Yes. Accurate.
Next up, Steelers. I was just creeped out straight up. Like, I get the vibes.
Yeah, it's essentially like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, which only would make sense for
they could have used
Packers.
His voice.
Yeah, well, he's dead.
I thought he was dead.
I know, but you could still use, like, his voice and kind of edit it. Yeah, well, they're the NFL. They're getting paid, so. As far as I'm concerned, like... they can fuck off, so. I guess we're already on the explicit list.
Yeah, should we check that mark? The best out of the AFC North, though, was the Ravens, and that was old WrestleMania. It wasn't the best, but I kind of was smirking.
Yeah, it was like sometimes. A little excessive. Like it just seemed like it went on too long.
Made me want to watch Hulk Hogan. What can I say?
Yeah. It was like, one of them was at the end, it actually got me laughing. It was like, Sunday, Sunday, Thursday, Sunday, Sunday, yeah. Sunday. Yeah. That actually had me laughing at the mm-hmm. end. And it was creative. Like, no one else did that other idea, so.
True.
I gotta.
So just thinking the Ravens, outside the box, yeah.
I say Ravens totally take their AFC North.
Yeah. So that means they're going to win the division again. Oh,
totally. Lions, I say we got to give them the NFC North with the offense.
Just because
the home sucked. Pac-Man was basic, and the Bears were just not stopping. Yeah. So, Lions winning this year?
I don't think that one's going to happen.
Come back.
Unless Calvin Johnson comes back.
No. Irrelevant.
Should we move our way to AFC West? We've got the Chiefs down first, and with my favorite word, nostalgic.
Their 60-year, when they kind of...
Yeah, that one was not... Like, we literally just watched that before we started, and I like, turned to Nick, and I was like, I hated this one.
Yeah, it's just like highlights from...
Yes, very their boring. 60
years.
Could have just done all Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's all.
You could have had, like, Patrick Mahomes come in and talk.
I feel like a lot of them did that, like, moving, though. A lot of them did, like, that moving highlight reel, like, a timeline.
Yeah.
A lot of them, like, did that.
Which, I mean, makes sense for their 60th season, kind of. That's what they were focusing on. So, like, they're moving through the times.
True.
True.
I just said boring. But next, who I think is honestly taking the cake on all this, is the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Pop-Tart thread had me dead. That was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite parts was the Jets saying, we don't play you, but what would we be? And their Pop-Tart flavor was a Caesar salad.
Well, and even, like, their when they tweeted it out, like, their caption was, should we really make our schedule release video with stock footage? And then there's just a bunch of yeses spelled out saying no.
I loved it. That's got 1.3 million views. Some of these only have, like, 40K.
Mm-hmm.
But...
That one, I like that one. Especially when they go to the Steelers one. Like, that one was my favorite.
The Titans.
See, I love the Naked Viking. Like, that was just so Viking. Yeah. Did you say you liked the bye week?
I can't remember what it was, but I remember I liked it. Wasn't it just some guy waving?
Just an old guy just waving bye.
Like, how is that not a meme?
Okay, also, so while we're on topic of that one, the Jaguars, is that a Jaguar car? Is that why they did that? Yeah. Okay. Because I was kind of like, I was expecting like an actual, like, there's got to be stock footage of a Jaguar.
Jaguars don't exist. They're leopards that are, like, opposite of albino.
What?
Jaguars don't exist.
Oh, really?
They're not an actual. Sorry to drop that knowledge fact on you guys, but boom, 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 boom!
I was today's years old when I learned that.
Mm-hmm. I saw that, and I was like, interesting.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders, irrelevant. There's this flashback.
Flashback Friday.
They had John Gruden like announcing it because he used to be an announcer, but it's just like it's John Gruden. Nobody liked John Gruden.
I feel like the only people that actually like those schedule releases are like hardcore, like that's their team. Like that's who they eat, breathe, and shit Sunday, Monday nights with, possibly some Thursdays. Like that's their team and they like it. But other than that, I was just like, cool, another flashback of like games that I probably wasn't even alive for.
Yeah. Yeah,
more than likely when they were successful.
That's when the Raiders were relevant. So,
and last of AFC West, the Broncos. Now, I haven't really seen Madden. Like, obviously, I just haven't played it. I assume you guys have because you know, dudes.
We're dudes, just guys being dudes.
And so when I was looking at it, I like didn't know if it was like actual real or not.
Well, it's like it kind of reminded me as the Madden aficionado.
Which basically means he's gay.
Stop.
It kind of reminded me of I can't think of what. I play franchise mostly, so it's like the team, like the online my team. It's like when you're drawing cards and it comes up with like the teams and players and jerseys and stuff that you unlock and stuff. So it's kind of cool in that aspect.
Well, weren't they like saying that you're gonna win every game? That like when the card like turned around, it was like win.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that?
I think it was like every fourth one.
Oh,
because they did like four at a time.
Mm.
Okay. And it's like, and then, and the Broncos take down the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm. For like video games ones, they did like the most updated one. And whoever, they started off like a YouTube thing almost, where they showed the game and then they put the player like in the corner, like a YouTuber does.
Yeah, it was some rookie.
But he kind of weirded me out in the beginning, I guess. I was just kind of like...
Cortland Sutton.
Ah, yeah, he's the guy that they're supposed to have take over for...
Yeah, for Demaryius Thomas. Very underrated.
Dame Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, schedule release. Oh, let's go.
Yeah, like, it just... I feel like they were trying to do, like, yeah, a gaming live thing, which it was creative for the video games, like, ones. There's a whole bunch of those.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I think we gotta, obviously... give it to the Chargers for AFC West. They and they're still 100%. Like, I'm on them right now, and they're still.
Let's go, Bolts! My second team behind the Vikings. Let's go.
Bandwagon.
They're still trash. not last year. They aren't good in the playoffs.
The cheese on the Pop-Tart for the Packers was hilarious too.
That was a good one.
God, I want to go look at these. Pop-Tart was like, "Thank you for this. This is the content we need."
Back when Pop-Tarts were actually popular. I don't recall the last time I had a Pop-Tart, and they used to be all I ate for breakfast.
The Dolphins flavor is water. That one was funny.
See, like, Pop-Tarts, they were good, and then it's just like you kind of matured, and you're like, this is like literally cardboard.
With a slight flavor.
Yeah, with a flavor, like a thin, like, paper layer of, like, strawberry or whatever.
I used to cut the crust off because it tasted so bad.
I remember, you know, you're supposed to like actually heat those up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I didn't know that for the longest time. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. Another flavor they did was Dunkin' Donuts vanilla latte, and then they put mustard on top of it for the Steelers. Yeah, and then that Caesar salad one was that was good. Chargers take AFC West. They probably do that again this year. I give it to them.
Well, they got second.
So whatever. They could get up there.
The sad thing is they had like the second best record in the NFL. Finished second in their division.
Yeah, second best in the AFC, and they got the 5 seed. Because the Chiefs were the best.
Just second overall.
Dumb.
2 for 2 on that tonight.
Nice. Let's scoot on over to AFC South. Texas Colts, Jaguars, Titans.
We touched on the Texans already.
Did we? Game of Thrones. That was Game of Thrones. AFC South, you did not impress me. Colts was Andrew Luck just reading. Like, I clicked out, I think, within 20 seconds.
Well, that's because it's Andrew Luck, and he's kind of really the only player on the team. So.
He's so, like, he's just like a dad, is essentially what he is.
I lied. I clicked out, and then I went to the end, and in the end, he, like, threw his cards, and they, like...
Then he went out, and then he came back
and came back and picked him up. I was like, that didn't make me laugh. Like, come on.
I giggle a little bit just because it's Andrew Luck, and that's...
Because
like
he's too proper to do something.
Yeah, that's like just that. What he would do.
Okay, I feel that.
Yeah.
Jaguars. That was creative. It was, like, the TV ad one.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The Duval. Yeah.
The only thing was too long. It was like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I agree.
I love that they had Josh Lambo, like the most irrelevant player because he's the kicker.
Yeah.
As the main guy. And he did so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's probably going to have a decent job when he's done kicking. He's either going to be selling TV infomercial
game
or...
show. Selling shit.
Yeah, he's got a job already.
Next Billy Mays, y'all. Josh Lambo.
Lambo.
Mercy.
Lambo.
Something on the TV.
Last one of that's Titans. They just did some country bullshit.
Yeehaw!
Like,
they had, wasn't Reba, who was Dolly Parton was the last chick, the last person they had, and she's like, go Titans!
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
I was not. Like, yeah, cool, you're the city of music or whatever, but like,
country
you could have done
music.
Some country. Okay, honestly, when week 9 came up and it was Mitchell Tepney, it looked like Madison for a second, and I was like, Madison, what are you doing there? Madison's our fourth roommate, for those if you listen to us. Also, there's a whole bunch of country singers I didn't even know.
Yeah, same. Like, I think there was like maybe 5 that I knew.
Devin Dawson, never heard of him. Lindsay L.
She's newer, actually. I was at a Brad Paisley concert, and she was one of the first acts.
Oh, she's like one of those openers.
She was...
She's kind of hot, isn't she?
Yeah, she's pretty.
I don't know. Not my type. Not my type. I'll pass.
You don't like rich people? Rich women?
I'm not a gold digger. Okay? How dare you?
Yeah, I would say overall, AFC South, though, like, pretty... I would give the 6 out of 10s.
Not even.
I can't even say who would necessarily... I would only go with the Texans just because of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, because I have a soft spot for Game of Thrones. Yeah. So I was kind of like, yeah, I want to give it to you. Just because, yeah, Jaguars was so long. Colts sucked. Titans was long.
I would... But then again, I would almost go with Jaguars just because they were the only one who did, like, the infomercial thing. It was kind of creative.
True.
I like the Jaguars.
Yeah.
It was just...
It's creative.
Okay,
we'll it was just a little long was the only problem.
How many teams did the Game of Thrones? Like four?
Three,
I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, three or four. So it's just kind of like, all right, well.
Cool. Yeah. Now let's go to the NFC South, which we had another Game of Thrones, starting with the Falcons. Did you do this before?
No.
Falcons. Yeah, that was the first time that got this whole thing going was
I sent it to you. Yeah. And I was just like I orgasmed a little bit.
I sat on my couch and you sent it to me and then I was like, I kinda wanna go look at our analysis. And then I went to the Vikings and got so disappointed by the poem. And I was like, wait, I gotta go look at everyone else's. I'm still so disappointed about the damn poem. Like it was so bad. Like the Vikings could have done some cool Like,
I'm surprised there wasn't any teams that did, like, you know, putting together, like, rap songs about it.
Yeah. Like, Vikings could have came on in on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so could the Buccaneers. They didn't
Hello, motherfucker.
Either.
Hey, hi, how you doing?
But, yeah, like, and then, like, they have Paul Allen, who's, like, known for being so, like, rambunctious and
whatnot.
Over the top.
And he was so just...
And just, this is what I am saying.
Yeah.
Words coming out of my mouth.
Cynthia, Jesus died for your Cynthias.
Jesus. Run away, Brad.
Next up, Saints. I just put shitty text editing.
I think that's what they should have done is just every single week just redone the whole, you know, no pass interference call.
Well, yeah, they just went around like Mardi Gras, essentially.
And it was, this is one of the only ones, too, that was actually presented by someone. This was presented by SeatGeek. Like, some of these were actually sponsored, and this one was sponsored.
And all the fuck?
And all they did was put text over it.
Yeah, I'm just going through Mardi Gras. Like, if they would have maybe been a little more creative and, like, found, like, different, like, symbols to represent the teams that they're playing through Mardi Gras, then it would have been nice.
Yeah.
No, but I can't stop thinking about B-Dubs cheese curds.
Love that.
Out of left field.
Comes in. Nick Knapper. Left bench.
Yup.
Sonny, we need you today. Jimmy's out. Full hammy.
But coach, I ain't had my cheese curds yet.
I think I have to lie. I think the NFC South was just as bad as the AFC South because...
Minus the Falcons.
Minus the Falcons. Falcons totally is like taking cream of the crop because the Panthers did another video game.
One. They did a bunch of video games, which is kind of creative.
Yeah.
But...
Better than one, but...
I don't know. I just feel like the majority is just like cool. It's
not yeah. Well, and like the thing with that one is like half the time, like they did like, they were like represent players. Like, you couldn't even tell who they were.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have, like, names pop up for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they make fun of Cam Newton for not having sex? That's what I'm saying.
The video game, this is, like, really, like, nitpicky, but, like, the video game sounds are so annoying and so loud. Like, the beep, beep,
beep, yeah. The old-time games one are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what they did all, like, the old ones.
Mm-hmm. Just think how far we've come in, like, just technology in general.
Mm-hmm.
From back then in those old games. Just, like, they had, like, just to make, like, three noises. And it was more like, pew! Pew!
And then another shitty one, which I really don't want to talk about, Buccaneers, the helmets moving.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of, like, it's probably kind of hard to do, like, graphic kind-of-wise.
Yeah, again, can respect a lot of the editing on some of this shit. But
it wasn't anything spectacular. It just went around Tampa Bay / their stadium and just shot footage and then put that in later.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything spectacular.
Mm-mm. Production value, zero. Falcons.
Take the cake.
You take NFC South.
I wish what they would have done is that that helmet thing that I follow on Instagram. You know what I'm talking about, Jacob?
Like the new helmet. Sick
helmets and stuff. They could have done something like that where they made their own like custom jerseys on there. Mm-hmm. Would have looked cool. It would have looked better than just, you know, the plain old helmets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, you know, ultimate effects, like that stuff. Like, are those not dope jerseys?
Miami Vice. Go to the Miami Vice. Those are the cool ones.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's just
ultimate spicy. Effects, you need to take control of the NFL.
Fuck Nike or Under Armour, whatever they're on.
I mean, they can join them. Yeah. It's Nike, right. I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
I think so.
NFC East. Cowboys. That's what I, my first one I have on there. Fuck the ASMR.
Fuck the Cowboys.
I love the Cowboys. Dak
Prescott.
Yes. Dak Prescott is my daddy.
They have Jerry Jones and Amari Cooper. And like 3/4 of the stuff, there was Amari Cooper touching something going.
The end, I will give you that. The end sucked. Because he just like petted a bear. And
then he tapped on hot sauce. He tapped on Lombardi Trophy.
The Buffalo.
Tapped on
the And then he tapped on something dolphins. Else too.
But have you guys actually ever watched that ASMR stuff? Have you seen it? Like, he did like a really good job. Like they did.
Oh, it's supposed to be a twist on something?
Yeah. Not everyone is into this shit, clearly. But no, ASMR is like a huge thing that's like blown up. And yeah, it's literally just making sound. Like, so it's like supposed to like send like a signal or something in your ear that like gives you pleasurable senses. Like when you listen to not like Sorry. Getting a boner. But it's just supposed to like keep your
Can you imagine your ears. If your boner made a noise? You got mail.
Time to go to Bone Town.
Oh my god. Censoring. To the Eagles we go. They were just famous people. I only liked it for Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was really famous.
It was just people. And
then they had I can't remember his name is, but he was a former Eagles player and he's a magician, John something. And he's like, he's doing like a magic trick, and then he's like, and the Eagles have a bye week? You gave me the bye week? That was kind of funny too.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was nothing spectacular.
Yeah, I wasn't that. Redskins did another Game of Thrones, but they actually had the music. That's what I wrote down. Yeah. They actually had the music, and I like that. We talked about that earlier.
Like, the editing was probably really hard to do, but I thought it was pretty shitty compared to
the Falcons. How did none of them do Marvel?
That is true.
Ooh.
Did they just totally forget about that?
I think you need to walk up Big Dick Energy in one of these meetings and be like, Marvel. Come on.
Just put it out there.
Who's going to be Captain America? Obviously the Patriots. Because they're the most like the Captain.
Fuck the Patriots.
Giants.
Are you saying fuck Captain America?
I said fuck the Patriots.
Hey.
Fuck you!
Save it for football. We got a couple months left.
We're so far away.
Well, we can probably take that into the Giants. Fuck, you don't like the Giants, right? You said you didn't like the Giants. I mean, I didn't like theirs.
What was theirs again?
He did the TV thing behind
him. Oh. CEO is creative, but it just took forever.
Who was the guy?
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
And why would you use such an old, kind of washed up name like Tracy Morgan?
Tracy Morgan fan over there.
But, like, he hasn't done anything, like, super relevant. And, like,
he's on the last OG, which is some new television show that looks like trash.
It's going to be trash because he probably produced it.
New York Giants. Like,
because it was just like.
You could have done so much more in New York.
You could have gotten Beyonce or fucking Jay-Z.
No, she's from Houston.
Who gives a fuck? You live in New York. Yeah, fuck. She's just like. They go to Bronx.
We got the Eagles. Week 3. We got the Bengals or whoever.
Yeah, he's just like.
Week 4.
He's literally just like, just sitting there.
Yeah.
I don't laugh at any of his jokes. Should have
had Ozzy Osbourne.
How do you, Sharon, how do you work this?
Boobs! His movie directors are boobs!
For me, I gotta go with the Cowboys. But I know you guys don't like the Cowboys. I'm going Cowboys, though. Because it was creative. It was like it was with something the time, different. It was trendy. Giants totally got dead last, and then I'd go Eagles, and then Redskins.
I'd say Redskins won.
You don't even watch Game of Thrones.
Fuck the Cowboys.
Yeah. I didn't like the Redskins had the worst Game of Thrones one in my opinion.
You're fucking worst Red.
And on that note, NFC West Seahawks video games boring over it.
It was kind of like Street Fighter, and like it just took so long was the thing. Like you just kept moving, and they got like different power ups, and
yeah.
It just took forever. It was like, just keep going, huh?
Out of all the video games, though, I'll give it to the Packers. Pac-Man. Because it actually was, like, I could see what was going on. Or, like, saw the teams matching up.
Yeah.
With all these video game ones, I got, like, confused. Like, the graphics, like, just overwhelmed my senses.
They either went too quick or they went too slow and, it, like, it just didn't pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Something of the like of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you said, the Packers, they would eat the helmet and then it would go...
Yeah.
And then it would show the matchup.
Yeah. I really like that. Seahawks, whatever. I still love your uniforms, though, Seahawks. Can't wait.
I think you need an upgrade, though. They were good. They're still pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They just haven't changed in forever. Yeah. They're just the same uniforms.
49ers.
Worst one.
Totally.
They're just... Oh, we're playing these guys, and last year we did this, and I think with Jimmy G and Jerick McKinnon, we could win this time.
Jimmy G and all his porn stars.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just one that we know of.
Yeah,
but it's Jimmy G, so he's probably fucking a bunch of porn stars.
He's probably getting whatever the hell he wants on the side. It was just stupid. Like, I'm all for, like, we're all broadcasting majors. Like, I love talking about stuff, but I want to see something creative.
Yeah, like, and you can do that... Along with an actual creative video.
Yeah, exactly. Like, cool, break it down for me. But, like, I don't want to just listen to you guys talk about it.
Yeah, and I think that one was also, like, 5 minutes long, too. And it's just like, I'm bored.
Yeah. Like, I think, like, for good content, you need, like, 45 seconds to a minute and a half. Max.
I'd go up to 2 minutes.
Maybe two. Yeah, if it's, like, really good and I'm really laughing, you got to get all, like...
If you're putting it on Twitter, 5 minutes is too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Easily. Like, 100%. 2 minutes is normally, like, the max.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brings us to let's go to the Rams first, because that just straight up sucked too. 49ers, Rams. Okay, so I gotta lie, I thought both the South, I think NFC West takes a cake for shittiness.
Yeah,
none of them stood out to me that
Rams remember. Didn't even have anything, right? It was just
they had Aaron Donald, Eric Weddle, and Johnny Hecker, and then Sean McVay, and then some assistant coach that I've never seen before. Yeah. And then they were talking to the GM, I think, and he was revealing the schedule to them, and they're like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. All
right. Oh, yeah, it was like a meeting room, wasn't it? Like, kind of like army.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they were talking on the phone. Yeah, that was too long, too.
Yeah.
And it was super long.
Like, it was, like, kind of cool when they announced that they were playing the Ravens, because Eric Weddle formerly played for the Ravens, just like, oh, that's going to be a fun game. And then Sean McVay's like, oh, you're going to have a lot of tickets, aren't you? And he's like, oh, there's probably not enough tickets. I'm just like, okay.
Any comments?
You didn't watch, did you?
I watched the first, like, 5 seconds of most of the videos and judged him upon that first 5 seconds.
True, same. I, like, sent them to him last night, and I was like, I love it, I hate it, like, immediately. Yeah. And then I think for who takes it for NFC West is Cardinals. It wasn't great. It was like a movie.
It was like, trailer. Coming to theaters near you.
Yeah.
Or 65,000 seats near you or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to sell more tickets than last year.
We still have Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
We're going to draft someone, guys.
We might draft Kyler Murray, but that was after Josh Rosen.
Didn't they, like, take him completely out, too? Like, Josh Rosen wasn't even, like, in the video at all.
Yeah, was there highlights in that one?
I'm just looking at it now.
Wow, really?
Well, because
I mean, yes, you. It makes sense, though.
They did all the quarterbacks.
Like what? Old quarterbacks.
Like at the end, they did everyone's quarterback, or like showed their faces at the end, or maybe
like the teams they're playing or what?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they did Cam Newton.
Was it them that did like the Cam Newton dressed up all fancy or something?
No. See, okay, what I didn't like about this in the beginning, they like did Cardinals, Lions, and like they did snippets of the teams, but it was so irrelevant to what they were like trying to do. And then they just went into highlights. So, like, okay, not the best, but the best out of the NFC West.
It was all around terrible. Yeah. So I think, going back to the 49ers, I think they were showing, like, clips of them playing teams that they weren't even talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or it would be...
They're not even playing.
Yeah, or, like, the 49ers aren't playing. They're, like, it was, like, the Panthers versus the Falcons or something. It's like, mm-hmm. What? Yeah. What does this have to do with anything?
Yeah. We'll give cards. We'll give cards that one. I mean, I feel like they had the most production value.
Yeah.
Last one. AFC East. Pats, Dolphins, Bills, Jets. Let's start with the Jets because they totally got... No, just kidding. Let's do Dolphins. Dolphins sucked. They totally got fourth place.
Just highlights.
Just straight highlights. Just a timeline.
Along with announcements or the matchups.
Mm-hmm.
So at least you knew who they were playing, I guess.
Jets did a video game.
They did. Oh, they did the Blitz.
Yeah.
The 2000 Patriots. Blitz. I was all right with that one.
Yeah.
Just because they sucked to one video game and it was actually football related, so it was kind of relevant.
Mm-hmm. Pats did the bad lip reading, which was...
That was terrible.
That was kind of just copying
bad NFL lip bad lip reading. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
Yeah,
and it wasn't good though either. So,
yeah.
I mean, what is it? We go to Jets or the no days off. That would kind of make me laugh. But I feel like the lip reading didn't like match up.
Yeah. No,
like I was super. I feel like that's being picky,
I had to stop watching. Like that was the one I didn't watch through because it was just so bad. Yeah. Like the lip reading was so off.
Like I love the concept. Great concept, but
yeah.
Execution to
it. They could have at least hired bad lip reading to do it and paid them to do it.
Because I'm sure they have plenty of fucking money after winning all of their Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Tom.
Well, I don't know. Their owner has his own hobbies.
That's true. He likes to get happy endings.
Yes.
What?
Hey, remember when there was a massage parlor by our apartment with a happy ending?
We never visited, though.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Bills. I loved it. That's taken my number one. And it was the, like, online...
Tinder, essentially. It was matchup. Yeah. What they said it was.
Yeah. And, like, swiped. And the pictures that they had of, like, oh, the ones of Eli Manning had me dead. They were just, like, the worst.
It was like, and then, like, the captions were so good, too. Like, I think the Eli Manning one was, I wear my heart on my shoulder, but... struggle on my face or something like that.
Yes.
Like the captions were like just so amazing, like for all of them. And like they had Bill Belichick too, and I was like, it was Bill Belichick just frowning the whole time. I'm full of joy.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
yeah. They called it matchup, and this was actually presented too by Ellicott Hotels.
Ooh.
New York Jets just went on a long break, looking for someone I don't want to spend a year away from.
Picture of Le'Veon Bell.
Yes. It's a matchup. I love it. And the only thing that they, like, titled it was Sup. Yep. New York Giants. Just, you know, I wear my heart on sleeve and my confusion on my face. And it's just him confused.
He has the best faces in the game. Like, I don't know if he's, like, trying to make those faces.
I think that's just his normal face, honestly.
Yeah. Bengals, believer in last second miracles. And then... For the Patriots, they have Brady, and he's an Ugg, in his Ugg thing.
Uggs.
And it's like, ring collector, loves avocado ice cream, finds cheating deflating.
Oh, I get it.
And then for the Browns, they have a picture of Baker with his tiger and his fancy car. Woke up feeling dangerous today.
Love that. Yeah, I think this is my favorite, and just it was creative. No one else did it.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's
the Steelers, the picture of Juju, and then looking for a new best friend who can keep a low profile and doesn't have a big ego. At AB.
Big ego. Such a big ego.
Well, that's what we got. That's all of them, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna do my top three.
Okay.
My top three, definitely Tinder. Bills. My second, I'm gonna go with the Falcons.
Yep.
Like, and also I just love Game of Thrones. And then my Cowboys with the ASMR. Again, being creative. Nick?
Biased.
I suppose you can take my notebook.
I need to look at all of these. There's some hard decisions here, you know? I'm gonna go, Bills. Bills number one.
Bills take it.
And then I liked the Ravens one for sure.
You liked the Chargers one, I remember that.
Yes. Chargers.
Chargers, I think, just overall, like, social media game is A1 right now.
Yes.
Like,
100%.
Even though they only get, like, 20 fans.
My top three. I'm going with the Falcons just because it was the first one I saw and I loved it.
Yeah. Plus the Ram running into the Saint was.
And then I'm going to go Bills. And then I'm going to go Chargers.
I bet you would.
I hope the fuck you do. So, yeah. Overall, that means Bills win.
Bills win. I take it.
Owner Bills Bill. Beats or- Battlestar Galactica.
It'd be Bills, Falcons, and Chargers.
This is the only Super Bowl they're going to win. Is...
Yeah, because they suck in the playoffs. Just like my Oklahoma City Thunder. Every other team I cheer for.
As long as you know.
I know.
You know what? We're all cursed because we're from Minnesota, though. That's our ultimate curse.
Yeah, biggest curse in the world. They think the Cubs curse was bad, but have you been to Minnesota?
We barely make the playoffs.
No, we make the playoffs one season, and the next, like, three seasons were garbage.
I think that's for another podcast.
Another day, another dollar. Another
that's
day,
it, another folks. Thanks for joining us. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram? Well, I mean, I was thinking my personal Instagram.
Oh.
Self-plug. LexiKen18.
JTenson20 on Twitter and JTenson3 on Instagram.
But follow us. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of this stuff. Game, sports things. Let us know what you want to hear. We kind of think we're funny sometimes.
All the time.
99% of the time we're funny, 100% of the time.
As we said in the beginning, we are wasted potential. Have a great week.
Peace.
Deuce-kins.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the